God.
Oh, my God. I have dirty hair and I'm tired.
I've got dirty hair and I want to just throw up and fall in a puddle and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Melissa Aftermile from the Basilica Hudson. Is that it?
Yeah.
Not that's Hudson a good Basilica.
Yeah, as of this week, I guess it's the official. That is where I'm from.
Oh, my
Not
God.
Not from Canada or Montreal anymore.
You're from your own
Hudson.
World.
From this cool old factory by the river.
It's like water world.
Yeah.
You just live within the catacombs. But it's good down there, right?
Yeah, we found our first basilica cat today. Ooh. First honorary fed, homeless, beautiful kitty living by the tracks. But we've been deep
kitty
in
cats.
The beautiful walls of the old forge and foundry factory
cool.
down by the railroad tracks.
So Thursday is kind of the first...
It
the
is.
First, I guess the first formal event, sort of.
Exactly, of this new season at the slightly newly plumbed and improved factory. But it's our Thursday. The lovely, honorable Rudy Wurlitzer, the great writer
the
of
great
Mania.
The great Rudy Wurlitzer.
He basically lit the fire under our ass to open earlier in the season than we could have been Shoulda, coulda
right.
been prepared
He's
to.
He's a can-do guy.
Mm-hmm. And he was having his union with Will Oldham in this incredible audiobook of one of his early 80s novels, Slow Fade, which as soon as I get out of this room, I'm going to go read the last two chapters of the actual hard copy
Listen
book.
To them or you just skim,
no,
them,
I'm watching,
skim them digitally?
I'm watching as in with my eyes. I'm
okay.
reading I have a first edition that I got on Amazon. It's like an incredible book about the dark, dark sides of Hollywood and a 72-year-old, biggest ever Hollywood director who goes mad and self-destructs and dreams of India and Labrador and Drag City that I'm sure Dan has told you all about.
I've said nothing about them.
I know
except
you
they're great.
Yeah, they're a good Chicago label and this
yeah,
is the
they're
beginning.
The greatest.
Yes, they're
they
their new
be,
line.
They might actually be the greatest independent label left.
They seem
is that
to have
possible?
Yeah, well they are Integrity, and expanded into this alternative audiobook line. So that's pretty, I think they're the first doing this. And this show, Slow Fade, narrated by Will Oldham, is their very, very first book on CD. And they're on a book tour. And Rudy Wurlitzer, with all of his might, convinced them to come through Hudson because there was this magic factory waiting to be cleaned up to host them.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It is.
It's kismet. It's
yes.
whatever, you guys.
It means
Come
lots
on.
Of mopping of the
it's
floors.
So much work.
Yeah, but it's
for a small freshet evening of entertainment. You won't forget it.
Yeah.
And there is he's accompanied on the record by
just live
Ben Chasney or just for the
just
show?
Just for
so
this book tour. They want to do something different. So
Six Organs of Admittance, Wonder Kid, Ben Chasney is playing guitar at this show as well. He plays in Rangda with Richard Bishop from Sun City Girls. He's just a whirlwind of strings.
Yeah.
Basically.
And then
ridiculous.
Lynn Davis, the whirlwind of large format cameras and photography. She has created a photo world to go with it. So it's what's special about the reading is that there's atmosphere of sound and visuals accompanying both the great Rudy and Will reading the words of this pretty dark and amazing book.
Right. That's great.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
It's so cool. Mm-hmm. It's a good event to kick off the Basilica Hudson.
I think it's perfect. It's got every piece of media.
And you can mingle, you can hang, you don't have to hang, you can sit in your car, you can sit in a chair, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, and it's basically a free event with a suggested donation so we can just try to cover some of the some of the stuff. And
it
just, we
be
really
well
want
attended.
People to see the space and come flush a toilet, hopefully.
Yeah, flush a toilet. Oh, my God.
I mean, I always remember hearing
it's
Patrick
awesome.
Doyle, the former wonderful
Definitely
man owner,
mad.
Would always talk about this, the toilets, the bathrooms, the toilets.
Toilets.
I'm like, all right.
There,
now we are possessed by
cameras.
The toilets.
There's cameras. cameras in the toilets. They're watching everything I do.
But now that has been a month and a half mission here to get that big old factory hooked into that sewer system and attached to that city water. And we've done it for you.
There's something about the city water and sewer that just mixes so wonderfully. It's a marriage. It's a marriage in soil. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing down there.
And they're 6 feet under. You know what else goes 6 feet under?
What?
Death.
Uncle Johnson. It's going to be great. I think it's really great. And also, Lisa Ambrosio from Magic Markers is going to be reading some of her stuff. And I have to tell you, I'm from Connecticut. She's also from Connecticut. And we used to bond together about how we were shaped by the perverse notions of the conservative hills of Connecticut.
Oh my God, and, look at the products
what,
of Connecticut.
What we turned into was almost a similar creature, a similar, you know, I won't get into adjectives, but I mean, it was very similar. And I love her so much, and her poetry is amazing, and her way of speaking is amazing. So I think that as an adjunct, as an added bonus, it's going to be a lot of fun.
She starts the show at 7.
Yeah,
so 7 the doors
o'clock.
Open at 6.
So
we
7
encourage
o'clock
you to mingle.
Thursday, you can mingle.
And then Elisa does her talk at 7. And then the
talk, chatter, chatter, get off
and
stage.
The
here
boys.
We go, get the hook, get the boys. Put them on. Will Oldham and Ben Chasney at Basilica Hudson. And it's probably going to be a wonderful evening with no rain or hail or tornado.
Thunder showers. It might be like those in dramatic hot skies like we have right now.
Frankenstein.
With the big white light shining. And
skies.
The rumbles. Everything is beautiful down there. I mean, you know that sky.
It is amazing.
The Hudson River view. Oh, I love those skies. And every day, whether it's gray or Renaissance skies, we want it down at the Basilica.
It is breathtaking when it's breathtaking and your day has gone the right way. It's like, hey, you feel so good. It's energizing in a lot of ways.
On the other side of town from
and
you.
And it's free.
Yep.
All you have to do is look at it.
Yeah.
That's the amazing part, is what it gives you back from such a simple vantage point. All you have to do is look at it.
I know.
There
take a walk
are.
Down the river, guys. Thursday.
Yeah, there's a club of people
tracks.
Who go down there for sunset, so you can join them and share tales of the setting sun in Hudson, New York. So that'll be a lot of fun. I'm so glad that that's going to be the beginning of
Me
something.
Me too. I know, and it will lead to many, many directions,
space.
But I think it's a good way to start it. Yeah.
Heck yeah. Let's hear some of the audiobook. And I'm not
random chapter pulled out of disc
if you
number
feel
three.
Like if you feel like you're gonna pull all your hair out, I'll stop short of letting you do that. I'm gonna give you a little taste though. I think.
Oh.
After A.D. had dressed Walker's wound, and they had gotten stoned enough to sleep for a few hours, they drove down off the high mountain plateau in the early morning light and headed north toward Salt Lake City, where they stopped at a Holiday Inn on the outside of town. A.D. ordered a few drinks from room service and checked Walker's wound again, bathing and hovering over him like an anxious nurse, so much so that Walker finally yelled that he wanted to sleep. A.D. sighed, tucking him in once more before he went outside for a walk alongside the state highway that shot like a smoky arrow into the heart of the city. He was filled with terror that he might have been trying to kill Walker.